London is undoubtedly an education success story, and as this year's annual report shows, continues to outstrip and outshine the rest of the country in both pupil progress and educational attainment. A remarkable 85% of pupils in the capital attend a good or outstanding school, more than anywhere else in the country. London also boasts the best GCSE results in England. Across London, pupils in receipt of free school meals reach standards that are much better than their peers nationally. However, positive headlines often hide what are considerable variations in performance between boroughs and also between different groups of pupils. Some areas lag behind national averages when it comes to accessing good and better schools. The range of good or outstanding schools in some areas is from 63% to 100%. This is a huge gap in the quality of provision. There are also several groups whose attainment and progress is weaker than it should be. White British pupils, looked after children, and some of the most able children are not progressing as rapidly as they should be. Over the next year, we will be challenging local authorities and schools to do more to support these groups. London colleges are not doing enough to ensure young people achieve their qualifications or apprenticeships. Over twice as many young people attend colleges that are less than good in comparison to secondary schools. This is frankly not good enough. So in spite of the positive work that is done in London in recent years, we cannot rest on our laurels. In the coming year, Ofsted inspectors will be working with schools and councils not only to maintain standards, but to challenge complacency in those areas that are performing less well, so that pupils receive the best possible education, regardless of where they live.